London Transport advertises paid position for people of non-white heritage. By Kurt Zindelka on May 20, 2023. A paid position advertised for the Transport for London Government Department has sparked outrage over its requirement that candidates come from non-white heritage. In an advert for an 11-month Stuart Ross Communications internship at Transport for London, TFL, which comes with a salary of £21,824, has been branded as racist for excluding native white British people from consideration. Learn the essential skills you need to start your career in industries like public relations, public affairs or marketing environment, the job listing said. Under the requirements section, the government ad stated, you must be of black, Asian and minority ethnic background, defined as having some African, Afro-Caribbean, Asian or other non-white heritage. The apparent discrimination from a London governmental body received widespread backlash, with Brexit leader Nigel Farage exclaiming, and racist adverts. Reclaim Party leader and star of the Breitbart original film My Son Hunter, Lawrence Fox said of The Post, imagine if this advert said blacks need not apply. There would be justifiable outrage from every corner of the insipid media. And they have the gall to call white people privileged? Persecuted, more like. Systemic racism exists and it's anti-white, Scottish comedian and GB News contributor Leo Kurse added. While the paid internship advertised is not a prominent role in the capital city's transport network, the advert noted that the program has been highly successful and our interns have gone on to work in communications or public relations roles in organizations such as the Metropolitan Police, Crossrail Limited, Marks & Spencer, NHS, local government, the Arts Council, and TFL. The latest anti-white scandal comes just days after it was revealed that a £51,000 per year teacher's position in the city of Glasgow, Scotland came under criticism for similar discrimination, with the job only being open to those who identify as black, Asian or minority ethnic. Similarly, the job advert was posted on a government website, in this instance on the official site for the far-left Scottish National Party, SNP-run Glasgow City Council. The council later removed the posting and claimed that it was uploaded on accident. However, the body still defended the practice of race-based hiring. Anti-white discrimination in hiring has become increasingly prevalent in Britain, with both the BBC and ITV broadcasters previously posting job adverts for minority-exclusive positions. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.